You're ready, Freddy.
I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District on September 27th, 7 o'clock. A reminder, please silence all phones or any other kind of noise instrument. Thank you. Join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we move about your creation, we see just how magnificently you have made all things. We thank you for the seasons as we breathe lighter air, enjoy the cool breezes as we walk about our community, and see our neighbors enjoying each other's company. We see the majesty in the flowers you have surrounded us with, the variety of trees which give us a variety of products and goods. Your omnipotent power is in evidence as we see the stars and planets moving about in the universe. You have given us all these good things, and you provide the reminder, be still and know that I am God. Thousands of years, men have worshiped you, and we still hold you in our hearts. Let us do our part to preserve what you have created. Let us be the keepers of your gifts to mankind. Bless our meeting this evening. Let us do the business of the parks so that we may all enjoy your creation. Let us listen with open minds and then make decisions which will sustain your gifts to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The pledge, please. Roll call, Jack Emmerich, here. Carol Summers.
Present.
Cheryl Moore.
Absent.
Keith Richer.
Here.
Paul Goldblick.
Here.
Karen Allen.
Present.
Terry Steimer.
Here.
Cherie Morris, our district manager, is in attendance. I have several announcements to start the meeting. First of all, at our next meeting on October 11th, we will look at issues for future consideration for expenditures. There are several things that have come up. If you were here at the previous meeting, you know that the ADA issue with the sidewalk. Since then, other people have brought other sidewalk concerns. So that will be on the agenda October 11th and will come into the consideration for next year. I am sure many of you have noticed that the ACC has been out checking on properties, and I had heard something to the effect of near 400 violations were noted by the ACC people. I think we should keep in mind that they too have a job to do. And for years, probably, much to everybody's chagrin, the property owners have pushed against, whether it was deed restrictions or bylaws or policies, and pushed see how far they could go with not complying. And now I think we have an ACC board that is determined to push back and bring back things into compliance. So let's be courteous to them. We may not be happy when we get a notice saying, you know, your skirting is shot, this is not right, please don't park on the grass, whatever it might be. Be courteous to them. Don't be angry and upset, but think back. You're only asked to do what it says in our regulations. Nothing more, nothing less. So give them your courtesy. I don't know, I forgot to ask if some of the reactions have taken their toll on ACC members. Are they all still standing? Okay. Just as a matter of information, 465 Holiday Park, that new home that seemed to violate every plot or setting, has a hearing on the 13th of October at 1 o'clock with the code enforcement people at Palm Bay. So they've jumped in and are working on that. They did what? Okay. I'm glad I brought it up. I did not get to look at Facebook and Holiday Park Living late in the day. I don't know if any of our photographers got the initial blows in at the 220 Blossom, but that is making its demise. One of the neighbors across the street, as Marlene and I were walking on Blossom tonight, said tomorrow they're going to level the whole thing flat. And I think they were excited about that. And then I think there are several others that the ACC has said progress will be made with them. So I think we're finally starting to see the snowball rolling our way and getting rid of all these properties that are delinquent. Okay. I don't think there is anything that will be added or taken from the agenda. We'll follow it as it is written. Looking for a motion to approve the minutes for 9:13.
I move that we accept the minutes as written.
Second?
Second.
Paul? Any questions? I know we had a few twists and turns along the way, and even though I was at the meeting and had my own set of minutes, I still had to call to get a couple of things clear as to where we were with the issue as the dust settled after the meeting. Any questions from the audience or comments about the minutes? They reflect the actions. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Treasurer's report.
The treasurer's report for the park of August of 2021. This is the 11th month. In August, we got $12,315 of income. We spent almost $199,978. So we spent $187,663 more than we brought in, and that's because of special projects. So far to date, total income is $1,341,044, which is more than we anticipated. In fact, $5,236 more than we anticipated. So we're more than 100% of our income. And there should be a small bit still coming for this month. Total expenses so far was $1,331,995, which we only have about $3,813 left to spend according to the budget, which is mean we spent most of it. So everybody's got to cut back on the last one. No, most of that was from because we're doing sidewalks and paying for them that show on there too. So we do have more money budgeted for regular stuff. We just have been taking stuff out of I can never remember. I said we're just taking the extra money from the reserve savings to pay some of that, and that's in that expense amount. That's why it's so close to being. Next month will be over, but because of reserve funds where we've taken our extra stuff for the bocce courts and the sidewalks. Any question? I have two questions from Cheryl Moore. If you'll notice that the office service, temporary office services, she wondered what that was for and who it was for. Temporary office services is only under the office. We hired a gate guard through manpower, so that's considered temporary. So that was where we put the temporary work, is under the office, even though it's at the gate. We don't have a temporary section under the gate people. So that's where we had used some money for temporary office services. And then the general office expenses was a little higher, and that was because of the phone at the pool. We had to rehook it up, buy a new one, and those are the two questions she asked, was why those expenses were more than usual. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, I'll try not to get so close. Is that better? If I'm back? I thought that's why I mumbled, because I got the close. Okay, I just had two questions. It was temporary office service. This is Cheryl Moore had asked who that was, because that was a new bill. That was our new gate hire through manpower. Since it's through manpower, it's temporary services. And that we only have under the office booked there. So we put that, even though it's a gate worker, we put him under temporary service because it's manpower. And then the second one was our phones and communication under general was higher because of the phone. We had to put it in the pool and pay extra service plus buy a new phone. Any other questions?
Looking for a motion to accept the treasurer's report and let it be filed for audit.
I move we accept it.
Moved by Karen, second.
I'll second.
Carol? All in favor, raise your right hand.
District manager.
I'll let you talk about the audit.
District manager's report. No, we're on the agenda. Thank you. Cherie?
All right, good evening, everyone. I'll start out with sidewalk replacement. As everyone knows, it continues toward the clubhouse, and it's now going down toward the compound. I don't know, Terry, will you have a report on that this evening?
On the sidewalk?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, he can add to that. The contract for the LED project has been signed and emailed to O'Galley Electric. They have submitted the application for permit to the City of Palm Bay and have the NOC, Notice of Commencement. Once the permit is approved, O'Galley will schedule an appointment with FPL and we'll get that going. Permits these days are taken forever, so everybody, if you know of someone who's getting a house moved in or you're getting a shed put on, you know these permits are taking Palm Bay forever, so that's where we 220 Blossom has been approved for demolition by the ACC. Then the application for the permit will be submitted to the City of Palm Bay. 1042 Moonlight will be next to be demolished. There's a contract pending for the purchase of 340 Holiday Park Boulevard as well. So I'm looking forward to these next three homes being removed in the next month and a half. ACC will be submitting violation letters to all owners in violation. This includes all Palm Bay-owned homes. All owners, including Palm Bay, will have 30 days to correct the violations. Having the violations go to the city of Palm Bay, they're no different than any other owner in the park receiving a violation, and we expect those violations to be corrected. If they're not, the existing homes that they have listed will be treated as the other violations in the park. So hopefully that's going to light a fire under them to reduce the price to sell them and make sure we get rid of the rest of the homes. With the weather cooling down, I spoke to the contractor's desk at Home Depot. The cabinets for the reception area and the lobby should be here November 9th. Hopefully the countertop will soon follow. With the weather cooling down, we will be renting a cherry picker to begin painting the trim around the clubhouse. Depending on the time frame, we may use it to trim the podocarpus plants at the entrance to the park. It may be more cost-effective to have Alpine Service trim them. We're kind of reevaluating. I don't want the guys getting hurt. This is a liability thing. They, so far, have trimmed a small portion, and they seem to be doing fine. So my concern was if they're going to be standing in the back of the pickup truck going down with a saw, that didn't sound too safe. But anyway, they started trimming, and it seems to be going along just fine. I received the attached email from Sports Services for the bocce courts. I'm following up with them daily. They have to get a letter from an engineer, then get an inspection from the city of Palm Bay. Once they pass the inspection, they will install the turf and stain the middle concrete area. They have submitted a revised permit. The fountain at the back pond is repaired. Lake Doctors has recommended we install an aeration system. This is $2,716.73. This will be a tremendous help controlling the algae and the fountain maintenance. We're still waiting. Actually, I got it all today. We got the contract for the 2021 audit agreement from Supplice Auditors. Lori actually has begun compiling all the information for the auditors. We'll begin auditing the end of September, and we'll continue until we receive all invoices and statements from the 2021 fiscal year. Owens Distributors has service cleaned and replaced the temperature gauge on the dishwasher. AmeriGas will be here this week to service and fill the propane tank. The kitchen was deep cleaned. New mats are right here on the stage, and we are open for business. After there were threats from some residents stating they were going to be packing at the last board meeting, we installed three signs at the door entrances to the clubhouse building. We are nonpartisan. This is not a political statement. This is for the safety of the entire community and is enforceable by law. I met with Carl Bone at the courthouse in Vera early Friday morning for the order of contempt against Karen Rogers, 437 Holiday Park Boulevard. Karen Rogers and her son appeared also. The judge made a motion for a partial summary judgment against Karen Rogers back in August. You can see the judgment if you want to come to the office. The gate staff is instructed. All staff are instructed not to allow anyone into 437 Holiday Park Boulevard. No call-ins, no one. They have been instructed to call 911 if there is a problem. I was instructed by our attorney to do this. She's living there. The only reason that makes her a resident is the electricity is in her name. She's clearly been squatting. She has not paid any money, rent, or anything for the place for 2 years and has had no potable water. So we're very fortunate to have the judgment definitely for November 1st. We have to be patient because in reality, we do not own the property. And we really, the only reason the judge is really siding with us is because of you all and because it's a danger and it's unsanitary for the residents of the park. We have no financial anything to do at this particular point. We just want the vermin, and them to out of the park. So these are the steps that we are taking.
Cherie?
Yes, sir.
I'm confused with what the judgment says. November 1st is by the... It's November 1st that the deadline is for them to vacate the property. So the gate has been instructed not to allow anyone into 437. Who does that apply to? The Rogers?
It applies to the people that have been crashing there, that have been squatting there. Okay. The electric is in her name. We know that. We know her name is on all of the documents. There are no other names. Therefore, they shouldn't be allowed in the park. Again, I was instructed by the attorney. He said, don't let anyone else in there. If she wants to come in and out in her pickup truck, fine. She's not allowed to call anyone in. And that's the bottom line. She gets her water from her sons. I can't help it. We can't help it. I think 2 years is plenty of time, you know, I'm not having a pity party, and she'll have to find a way to get water or move.
Cherie?
Yes, ma'am.
The gray truck that's parked there, does that have a tag on it, a park tag?
No.
So how does it come in and out?
She's been calling it in every day.
And so once that truck leaves the park again, then it's going to stay out?
Correct.
Thank you.
The gate staff have there's a big notification right in front of them. So we'll see what happens. We may have to call the police. If she wants to see them, she can walk up to the gatehouse and she can talk with them outside of the gate. But they're not allowed in the park. Well, we're going to have... As of Friday? What time around? All right, thank you.
Please, let's get to the mics.
Well, is she driving the truck? Okay, that's very important. I will address that. Thank you. Okay, Jack, I'm sorry. You had a question?
No more. I'm done.
All right. Like I said, I received all of the paperwork from the auditor, so we're going to be doing that. I have presented the 2021-22 payroll recommendation increase 3% with an addition to the gate staff for an additional to bring the gate staff up to $12. Now, the reason being, right now, even though minimum wage, it's up to the board. I'm making a suggestion. It's up to the board. Everybody can put in their 2 cents. Meg O'Malley's are hiring dishwashers in at $15 to $18 an hour. This is true stuff, you know, all around. You know how long it took me to find a maintenance person. I was doing double shifts. It was almost impossible. And it's just the way the market is right now. People don't want to work. They're still riding on the coattails of unemployment. So if we want to keep our staff, that's my suggestion. And the board has it, and it will be posted on the internet. And anyone who wants to see what my suggestions are, they're the only ones that are getting that kind of increase. Everybody else is getting a 3%. The only other thing is, again, if you have not been vaccinated, please be courteous and wear a mask in the administrative building. I apologize. I did get another proposal in today. The police came in the other day, and there were cars lined up. They had to get in, so they tried to come in through the exit. We do not have an automatic switch for the exit. So CDA, it was kind of a... They didn't think it was a good idea because of our residents exiting and the cops going in the exit. However, in an emergency situation, the gate attendant would have to go out there and deter people exiting the park so the police would have first access in the event of an emergency. So, having said that, I got the bid just today from CDA, who installed the original, and it's $350 for them to come in and put a switch on the wall, which I think in the long run, if we do have an emergency situation like that, we should be able to open the gate up. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Any other questions for Cherie from trustees?
Just one quick one, Cherie. You've raised the gate people up to 12. Is that probably what you're going to hire? If we need to hire new people, that's what you got to pay anyway?
If we have to hire new gate staff, we'll be lucky if we can get them in here for 12.
Okay.
And that's just researching. That's looking out at the job market, the job force. That's looking at manpower. And it's a reality.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions from residents?
Cheryl Moore.
Briefly, or hardly, or something like that.
She's on the board, though. Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey!
Cheryl, do you hear me? We can't take any comments from you. Yours have to be sent in. We can't do this on a Zoom meeting, even if you're on the board.
Extra permitting, not be a cost to the park, that the company sports, whatever they're called, would be footing the bill for that.
Did she hear the message that she can't speak to the meeting?
Okay.
Cheryl, there has been a ruling that trustees cannot participate in a Zoom meeting. So you'll have to continue to send your messages in advance after you see the agenda. Sorry.
Can't. Is anything happening?
She obviously can't hear you.
Everything is muted.
Yeah, tell him to shut up.
Huh?
Tell him to shut up.
All right, in order to move on with our agenda, the report that Sherry gave us just a moment ago included the bid from the Lake Doctors to do the necessary aeration system for the back pond. I would like to make a motion that we spend the $2,716.73 to do the repairs in hopes that that pond will be maintained and we won't have to continue doing repairs every 2 to 3 months.
Hold on, Mr. Vice President, that's on B. We're on item A, and we haven't gotten to that yet, on the workshop items.
I'm sorry, that's in the district manager's report, so it's on the, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Okay.
I was just following the report.
Okay. Maybe we're back on track.
Can you hear me now? This is Sherry Moore.
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can, but can you hear us?
I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay. It has
may
been
I make
ruled.
Some comments and questions?
It has been ruled that board members cannot participate by way of Zoom meetings. So you have to continue to send your questions in advance, and then we'll handle those, like you do with your treasurer's report. So you'll just have to listen.
Hurry back. Okay.
What about during public comment?
None. Cut her mic.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now let me try to get the... I know I'm just looking for the original... Well, anyway. The sidewalk issue was tabled. We had some questions. I don't know if anybody or everybody who was interested to know what three items were in that $22,375. Okay. So there was time from last time to this meeting for anybody who wanted to take a look at where these items were to do so. So at this point, I would await a reintroduction motion for the sidewalk issue.
How coincidence. Is.
I make a motion that we accept the bid of $22,375 for the additional areas of sidewalks, bid by Douglas Fraser Concrete.
Second.
Okay, I don't force my hand to say be quiet. If you're speaking, you're up at the mic. We don't need rumbling through the crowd. Clear? If somebody wants to speak, come up to the mic. Otherwise, I will ask you to leave. And if I'm not respected that you leave when I ask you to, 911 will be called. Now, let's see if we can do the business of the park. It's moved and seconded.
I apologize. I didn't catch who seconded for the minutes, please.
Yeah. Mr. Steiner. Terry.
All right. Thank you.
Keith and Terry. Any comments from anybody here at the board? So the places... The removal of existing grass, prepping, forming, and pouring new sidewalk at the clubhouse and going toward Center Street. Removal of 350 feet of asphalt, grass, and dirt starting at Holiday Park. Forming, prepping, and pouring 350 feet of new sidewalk. Extending existing sidewalk near the pond, making a 2 foot wider golf cart path. Forming, prepping, and pouring a 12 by 12 concrete slab for a golf cart turnaround. It will be 6 inches thick, 4,000 PSI with commercial fiber. The total cost, $22,375. Includes all labor and materials. Now, any questions from the board?
I've got some questions, and it's not necessarily questions, but comments. I do know that there have been several residents who've written letters to the board. You should all have them. There's close to 15 of them who are objecting to the additional funds. And I think we need to listen to those residents and their concerns. I think they are rightful and they're just. And I think each and every one of you have the right to voice your opinions on this. I don't know why you have chosen to reject this, other than I believe it has to do with the excessive spending that we've been doing lately on the sidewalks. But I hope that you will all stand up and say your piece, because we've all been given these letters. And I think that everyone on the board should pay attention to them, because we work for you and on your behalves. So I'm open to your voices and to your thoughts, and I think that the entire board should be as well.
That's why we have public comment. Nobody has been stifled. The microphones are open. Please come to the...
Joanne Gagan, you have the letters, but I haven't seen any. Nobody else has. Could you give us an overall of what the comments are that don't want it so that we all have an opportunity to make... Well, I'm not going to read them all now. You can't summarize
them? It's all the same letter.
They're all the same.
Oh, it's all the same letter?
Yes, it's a form letter.
It's a form. Yes, it's a form.
Oh, there was a form letter. And you're saying 15 people signed that form letter?
15 people sent.
Is it long?
No.
Could you read it then so we are all informed of what people are objecting to and maybe we could have an intelligent back and forth of whether we do or we don't?
I will read the gist of the first letter and then there is a more extensive letter that if you choose to read or the writer of that one can read it. It says it has their name, and I'll just use this one as an example. My name is Merrill Thomas, and the resident is 317 Holiday Park Boulevard. I understand that there is to be a vote on whether or not to spend the additional $22,000 plus on the sidewalk project. I think that we have already spent too much money on this project, and therefore my vote would be no on spending the excessive or the additional funds, and it is signed. And this is, again, a form letter that several people have submitted. There's no basis or background other than they choose not to spend the funding. So I think if they're here, they probably should speak on their behalf. There is a second letter that was received in a sealed envelope today, and I think this person might want to read their letter themselves.
Well, I think the objection...
We need your name and address.
Joan Ocnero, 1180 Floral Court. And I think a big part of the problem with the way the board does business is they, instead of evaluating the whole project, they'll... Instead of evaluating a whole project, they'll do part of a project. Then they'll come back a month later and say, well, now we want to do this. And we add $25,000 to it. And then they come back another month later and say, well, now we want to do this. And it seems to be a pattern that we do. We did it with the library, doing it in the hallway. We're doing it with the bocce courts. And it's a pattern. And I think, you know, if we're going to do a project, let's look at the project, decide what we want to do, how much it's going to cost, and then go ahead and do it. But this, you know, okay, we approved $360,000, which in my mind is a lot of money. Maybe the sidewalks had to be done, maybe they didn't, but let's say they look better. Okay, so now we're leaving patches of old sidewalks mixed with the new sidewalks. So does that look better? I don't know. You've got sidewalks all the way to the end down here by the gate in the orchard. Up at Americana, you stop it, so it doesn't go to the gate. That doesn't look as good as it does down there. So does that mean that next month we're going to come back and say, well, we want to go to the gate at Americana? I mean, it just never seems to end. And the other issue I have is that on September 13th, we tabled the project, okay? On September 14th, the quote was signed by our district manager. And, I mean, who gave her the authority to go ahead and sign it the day after we tabled it?
I did. I'll take responsibility for it. It's not been... enforced or it's not acted upon. They know they can't do anything without the board's decision. So
that
was
the issue.
It was an oversight on my part, Joan, and I do apologize.
$22,370 is a pretty serious oversight in my mind.
Joan, it wasn't acted upon. They knew it. I knew it. All right? I signed it, and that was it wasn't enforced. It was not enforced.
Don't force me to force you out of here. If you can't respect what's going on, then don't come here. I'm getting very upset. I don't want to hear all that murmuring. If you have something to say, stand up and say it here. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. Yes, ooh. We're tired of hearing all this and disrespect. Karen says to me, keep hammering on that, Jack. They need to pay attention. Now, this is the kind of attention we want. Quiet, speak in your mind, and responding. Okay. Sheree, do you have something else to say there? Were you finished? Or did
I'm done.
Okay. Joan?
Okay, I think there's some accountability for that. I don't know what it is, whether it's a letter in her file or, you know, whatever you decide, but I think that's a pretty serious mistake. And has it ever happened again or since she's been here? I mean, how many mistakes have she made and how much money has it cost us? We'll never know. And I'm not accusing her of anything. I'm just asking that question. Has it happened before or hasn't it? We don't know. And the other issue, I think, is, you know, there's quite a few of us here tonight. If we took a vote among us, how many people want to spend the additional dollars? Would that affect anybody's decision?
No.
Or have you all made, well, that's what I thought.
No. It will not, because we will not have a show of hands, who does this or who doesn't do it. The board makes the decision. They listen to you, but they make the decision.
You listen to us, but you don't listen to us.
Pardon me?
You listen to us, but you don't react to
We listen to 1,400 members. We stack. I've been chairman enough to know if you want something done, you bring 20 people. We got things in because 20 people show up a thing and people think they got it. As soon as we do it, we get 85 other people saying, why in the crap did you do that? We thought we were going this way. So that's why we don't do the meeting count, because it just gives people a... We know when you used to get up and talk, we know you are against it or for something, but we don't know the whole park.
I just want to interject, Joan. Here's 2018... 2019 and 2020, complete audit. And that's every move I've made in the office. Financially, signing time cards, to attendance, to everything in this entire park. And we've gotten a stellar report, 100% in every area.
That's all.
Thank you. Any other comments? Annette, you were next.
Nat Regis, 409 Holiday. Sorry, gentlemen. We don't need these extra sidewalks. 50 years. 50 years this park has been here. The back pond, basically, enlarging that walkway, that's what it is, a walkway. It is not intended to be a golf cart road, or I don't think it, because all they do, anybody that goes back there with golf carts, is have their dogs run around. It's only a few people. Making that expense and enlarging it, it's not necessary. After what we've put out for the sidewalk so far, it's just, the park is hemorrhaging money like there's no tomorrow. The little part over here of Holiday Park by Center Lane, Bruce, you were the one that suggested that. Baloney. He doesn't even walk. I don't even see the man walk. Why
Please,
are you gonna put it?
let's not attack other people.
It's ridiculous.
Stick to the issue.
20 feet of sidewalk past the path that comes out of the clubhouse parking lot. What for? We've done fine all these years without this stuff. Why do we need these?
Maybe the same thing could be said about speed bumps.
That's not the thing about this.
Here.
okay. Jack, maybe if you out a little more and you come sit around in my neighborhood, you sit in my carport, you would see the people driving 40 miles an hour. I'm not addressing it anymore. So when I get hit, then you'll know about it. I'm not addressing it anymore. That's the different thing. A sidewalk being there is not going to kill someone. It's unnecessary. Every time we turn around, there's another project to spend more of our money. Now you want to buy
3 minutes are up.
The pond. It's unnecessary.
Next. Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Folks, let's not let this get out of hand. These people are sitting here, not paid. They're putting in their time. Let's have the respect that's shown them. Please shut up.
Excuse me.
Okay.
That's respect. You need
whatever.
To show respect.
Whatever. If you remember, before the bid was ever done on the sidewalks, I asked out here. It is pretty strange to me that this is our clubhouse, and you can't walk out here and walk to Center Lane or down Holiday Park. There is no sidewalk there. I said that in the very beginning before the bids were ever done. If we don't do anything, we should finish that section of sidewalk to that corner. And yes, Annette, I do walk over to the clubhouse almost every single day. Do I? I do. What was the second thing, Jack, that you had? The second thing about the...
By the gatehouse.
Yeah, explain that, because I don't know.
It's on the exit. If you look, you see those pink flags that are out there?
Yep.
It's on the exit side of the park going out from Holiday Park to the gatehouse.
Okay.
And I don't know whose idea that was.
But I got a question. Don't we have a sidewalk all the way down the right-hand side to the guardhouse?
No, it's a partial sidewalk there as well, but we could have put it there because of some construction or light pole issues or something.
Well, I guess I'll have to go look at that one. But I would be for those two. I don't think we need the golf cart thing down at the pond. That I don't think we need. That's my opinion.
Mary?
Ms. Quirk was next.
Yes.
Mary Quirk, 379 Holiday Park. This is for Keith. Just a question. You made a comment about voting. If anybody cared about anything, they're here at the meeting. You're worried about the people that aren't here? They don't really care. Anybody that cares is here. We are the ones that you should take under consideration of 20, 30 people sitting here. Nobody else cares. All you got to do is get on, have somebody get on Holiday Park sounding board. That's all they do is complain. You want something done, people should be here. All you hear is complaints. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Wayne Adams, 1143 Greenview. When it comes to the sidewalks, you guys are doing an excellent job. By far, you're doing a great job. But I think there's other things we should look at before we look at the extra sidewalks. For instance, I see a lot of people using that swimming pool. Maybe we ought to redo that swimming pool with that $22,000. These sidewalks, you don't need a sidewalk going all the way out to the exit of the gate. That's ridiculous. And the other part of the sidewalk, it's almost there, maybe about 40 or 50 feet maybe, and it'll connect with the other sidewalk, right? So I can see maybe doing that for the people that walk out of the park. That's a good idea. They got a sidewalk. They don't have to walk on the street. But all these other things, nah, we don't need it. We didn't have it 2 years ago. What do we need it for now?
Joanne.
This has nothing to do with sidewalks, but it does have to do with the signature on a document.
Joanne, your name.
Say it again.
My name?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Joanne Gagan. I thought it was brought up, not I thought, I know it was brought up at one of the other trustee meetings. I thought all of the board understood
as well as the manager, that those type of documents are to be signed by the chairman of the board, not the district manager. And that way, you look it over, you're assured that it's correct, everything is there, you're responsible for it as chairman or whomever will be chairman. It doesn't get signed by the district manager. None of those documents do.
If I could say something, Joanne. Joanne, if I could say something. When I was chairman and on the board, and we got that, remember that guy we got who was supposed to get us a good cable company? That guy. I signed that contract. The problem is I didn't know to sign the contract. I signed it because I thought it was the right thing to do for the chairman, which was me, to sign it.
But speak into the mic, Terry.
But I don't remember anyone. Okay. But I don't remember anybody ever saying, Terry, now the person that ought to sign this contract is you. I signed it because I thought I should sign it as chairman. So I don't remember anybody ever, actually, directions to the chairman at the time were vague and non-existent. I don't remember a lot of directions to tell me how to react except from Joanne about, mostly about, everything. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. I'm sorry, but this just goes to show how people don't know the bylaws, the rules and regulations. If you would look at the bylaws under the chairman, it says the chairperson signs the documents for the park, not the district manager. Thank you.
Wayne Adams, 1143. I just forgot to say one thing. I mentioned, I do believe to Cherie, that we need to watch the mowers going over the sidewalks. Well, that didn't get done because down on Holiday Park Boulevard, a mower went over our brand new sidewalk and tore it all to hell. So until they're told to stay off the sidewalks, they won't.
Sharp cord, I guess. Any other comments? Okay, if not, we'll call the question. So we're talking about those three areas. We're talking about $22,375. Price includes all labor and materials. Okay? Board, I call the question. All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed?
I don't understand this. That's fast.
Okay. Our contractors were here to take care of any questions that might have arisen. We don't have any. We're past that now, so we move on to the next issue. Doug and Chris, you may leave.
That's the difference.
Well, that's not.
Yeah, just show it to them.
What the mowing did.
It's not their issue.
I don't understand. Why did they come? I thought we were supposed to talk. This is over. We never asked anything.
You didn't have
anything. The last time they were here,
they don't write it.
Proposed thing. $367,000. They were here. There's nothing new that came up.
Right. That's the last meeting.
there, and there's a black car bubble.
Okay.
Any way you look at it, they, if they cause it, they have to pay.
You don't remember that.
No, I don't have any work.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back.
It has to be that.
All right, let's return to item B, aerator in the back pond. This was in Cherie's report last meeting. And now, again, it's here tonight. The bid from Lake Doctors is for $2,716.73.
I appreciate you coming.
Any discussion?
I don't understand this.
I'm sorry. Yes, let's get a motion first.
I make a motion that we accept the bid for the new aerator to improve the pond in the back. What was that, 2,700?
2,716.73. Thank you. Sorry. Fusion. Is there a second?
Second motion.
Okay, any questions from the trustees?
I'm going to ask a quick question. I understand that this needs to be done. I don't know that much about the back pond and the system that's going on back there, but I do know that we've had a lot of problems with it, with a lot of gook and crud that gets built up. And I'm kind of curious if that gook that gets built up in there doesn't have a lot to do with our drainage system that haven't been cleaned, because I've asked them to be cleaned multiple times, and it just keeps blowing in there and building up and building up and building up. If we were to take care of those issues, if it would not benefit the pond itself too, versus having to continually spend money on an aerator and other things to fix our ponds. I mean, we've got just horrible standing water with gook everywhere, and we just don't seem to be cleaning any of that up, and that just filters in there. Every time it rains, it flows that garbage down there, and that garbage plugs everything up. Is it going to continue to do that if we don't take care of that mess along with doing this? It's kind of a catch-22 and a big circle. So until we fix the gook issue, we can keep spending money on fixing it, but it's just not going to, it's not going to make a difference. I don't know if I'm thinking on a stupid side or if I'm thinking like a farmer, you have to fix the crap before you can make the cow work. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it adds to it, but I do know if you don't have good aeration in the water and move it, it will grow. It isn't come in, it grows. But I don't, like you say, I know that happens. It's part of it. You have to have a good aeration system in order to not have moss and all that. That's why you have moving water. That's what an aeration system does. It moves the water so stuff doesn't grow. Stagnant water, which sits still, grows stuff and gets covered up. That's why the front pond up here in front of the park always got all kinds of stuff and growth. Yes.
Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. I was in with an appointment with the lake doctor because we got a couple ACC complaints on it. And the lake doctor told us it's a lot of people are feeding the ducks back there. There's a lot of bread in that pond. There's a lot of junk in the pond. They lifted up, Sheree will probably say the same thing. They lifted up that motor on this fountain, and it still keeps getting gooked. So the irrigation system will help speed that water around. Irrigation. And that will help it out so that that stuff doesn't guck up that pond. And it does really need it. And it needs those fish, too, to eat all that duck food that people keep throwing in there. Plus, it's very shady back there. That's why the back pond always needs help.
Why it needs what?
Help. It always needs, because it's so shady, it doesn't get sun like the front pond.
Okay.
That's what they're explaining to us.
Thank you.
Yep.
I spoke to the sidewalk guys, and they're going to, I'm sorry, this is not on the agenda, but they're going to give me a report if any of the concrete has to be replaced, or if they seem to think they're going to be able to get it power washed and get rid of the grass stains and so forth. If they can't, then obviously we'll contact Flawless and they'll have to pay for it.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I don't know that much about the back pond, but I know a few things. I know that the fountain has been down for periods of time over the past 6 months. And you can't have a fountain down and keep the place aerated. We also have another problem. For some reason, people go down there and dump all kinds of garbage and all kinds of food all over the grass and all over the water for the ducks. People stop taking and throwing food down there. You're only clogging up the system. And we also used to have a maintenance crew that used to take care of the ponds, and we don't have that anymore. So we're going to have to pay to have every single thing done now in our park. And I made that point when we got rid of the grounds crew, that every single job now we have to farm out, whether it's cleaning the road drains or fixing the ponds. For years, Pat took care of all the ponds here and in-house.
Now, can I ask, I don't know if any of you know this answer, but our drain systems kind of are designed to go into the ponds, right? Isn't that the water that feeds them? Or am I incorrect?
So when
our drain systems are backed up the way they are, you look at the drains on our street and they just got so much crud to the top. I don't know how water could ever drain it.
Well, that was another thing. Our maintenance people kept the drains clean. They kept the culverts under the road. They would clean the culverts out under the road. Just like over here in Blossom, they would go in and shovel that whole thing all out. Why we ever put cement over there, I'll never understand anyways, but that was done years ago, and they cemented it, and it was the worst thing they ever did. Because when it was left as natural, the water sunk into the ground. Now it just builds up mud, and the mud gets that thick over there.
So therefore, we're not feeding the ponds with fresh water anyway, so we desperately need something
water,
to keep
right.
the water going
right.
better.
Right.
Okay.
And if you go out back here, you will see two ponds out here. On the back of the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason they did it, I have no idea. But the pond that's the closest to the clubhouse is down about 6 feet from the other pond. And I'll give Jody credit when he was managing the park. He wanted to put a culvert there and lower that other pond so they were both low. And it would have made the first pond lower so it would have drained all the water out of these drains. You have standing water in this drain, the whole length of Blossom and all that whole drain mm-hmm. has standing water in it. And all it does is make mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. He actually rented a backhoe, and I was here the day they did it, and his son was using the backhoe. They dug the thing down to put the thing in. The only mistake was he didn't get the culvert. Well, and some of the busybodies in the park had to call Palm Bay City Services or some goddamn people, and they came up here and shut it off and said, you can't do that. He could have done it, buried the damn thing, it would have been done, nobody would have known about it. But you know what? That's something else we should do sometime along the way. But we can't do that because we're going to be putting too much water in Tillman Reservoir. You know, that's crap. Because it don't matter what level those ponds are, if they're this high or if they're even. If they were even, it would drain all this water, all the way from the maintenance shed, all the way up here. There would be no water in that drain at all.
My name's Rick Brooks. I live at 1115 Virginia Court. The park I lived in prior to moving over here, we had the same issue. The aeration, when they put that in finally, and they also had a guy that came, I believe it was four times a year, that he also added in something, we had no problem. I lived on that pond. When I first moved there, you couldn't go out the back door. When I moved away and came over here, I was able to get more money for my place because you could actually sit. We put in grass carp, I think they called it. The only one benefited from that was the Eagles when they came and scooped them out of there. So I think aeration will help you. I'm not an engineer, so I don't know whether the flow of water.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nat Regas 409 Holiday. With this aeration system, also the mention of putting fish in the back pond. Somebody had mentioned something about restocking the pond with fish.
I was told, I think Jack. Jack has been keeping an eye on things, and he said that there appears right now to be a lot of fish. So if we need, let's get the aeration and clear it up a little bit more. We've been putting in the blue dye as well. It doesn't harm anything, and let's see where we stand. If we need to stock it, then by all means we will, of course, with the board's approval. But let's see what this does first.
Now, my understanding from a gentleman who's very knowledgeable about the back pond and the fountain back there, he worked with the guys several years back and said the maintenance on it has stopped. It was supposed to be taken apart and cleaned thoroughly, the motor for the pump,
well,
every 6 months. And it would keep preventing all the backup of the silt sludge and all the algae and everything. And no one's been back there. And if we get an aeration system also, who is going to maintain it to make sure it's properly working properly and going to maintain it? Because obviously we don't have any guys that go back there and do anything with the pond. So wouldn't it be something that someone will have to come in and do? Or can we get someone that's knowledgeable of motors that can take care of that so we don't have to keep putting out this expenditure?
It's an ongoing preventative maintenance. No matter what you do, you have to maintain them. They're not going to maintain themselves. And yes, Annette, you're correct. You can't help for the algae and just the natural ecosystem crap to get in the motors. I mean, with an aeration system, that's going to cut that down incredibly. So let's, you know, Dwayne was going out there and Earl in the rowboat. I don't like it. I don't care if we had a crew of 10. I don't like them going out in the pond. It's a big liability. And if for the couple hundred bucks we might spend, you know, quarterly or every 6 months, I think it's worth it to have lake doctors do it. So,
Joanne Gagan, it hasn't changed yet. Do we not have a contract with lake doctors?
Yep, we sure do.
And what does the contract cover?
They come in every month and they treat the algae. They do some brushing along the perimeter. They don't do any deep cleaning, you know, they don't, if it's extra, if they have to go in and take the motor apart, but they that's what they do in their contract.
Maybe you might want to ask them about increasing services in a contract and maybe bring it to the board to review. It might be worth it if you try to evaluate what an increase in services with a contract would be as compared to what you pay in additional services to what your contract is now. But I think that should be, and then find out if this aeration process would be something in a new contract as well.
I'm working on that. I'm just waiting to get some figures from them. Thank you.
Any other comments? If not, call the question. This is to approve the contract that was proposed by Lake Doctors for $2,716.73 for the aerator for the back pond. Board, all in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay, next issue is the employee raises. And as Cherie already noted, the increases for the gate people who were at the 10-10.25 level pushed them all up to $12 an hour. Derek stays the same with his salary. Gay Benito just started, he stays the same. Dwayne, the rest of the crew, Dwayne, Lori, Cherie, Kathy, and Jose went with a 3% increase. Earl went from $13.50 to $15. And Steve Woolridge, who is a key man out in the gatehouse, went from 12 to 15. So that's the increases that have been recommended for our staff. Looking for a motion to take action on the raises that have been proposed?
I would make a motion that the raises be accepted as stated on the page from Cherie.
I second it.
Okay, moved and seconded to accept the recommendations from the district manager. Any discussion from the trustees?
My only discussion was some of these are raised a little more than 3%, and that's because we don't want to pay people who have been working here less than the people we got to hire.
Any discussion from the...
Get up. Still Joanne Gagan. I'm going to ask the board to consider something. I know it's going to be all whatever. But I'd like you to consider an across-the-board wage freeze. This past 6 months, at least for 6 months, review it again in March. This past year and a half or more, I don't think any of our employees have been asked to do above and beyond. And I certainly don't think it's conducive to give a raise when almost virtually no work has, not no work, but nothing extraordinary. We haven't had any function in here in a year and a half or more. I really think, just think about it. Just a complete across-the-board wage freeze, 6 months, review it again in March. Yeah. By that time, let's see how everybody works out. We have several new employees. I don't even know what their starting salary is. We've never been informed of it. We've never even been told their names. They're never introduced. I don't know if they get a view of the entire park as they should be doing. I don't even know about that. If we have somebody working temp, why are we paying that kind of money? But anyway, that's just my suggestion. I don't know if anybody else has any others. And if you have a comment about what I just suggested, I'd like to hear it.
Joanne, I want to comment on that. The gate staff didn't miss a beat. They didn't skip a beat throughout the pandemic. Nobody called in sick. Nobody took the excuse of, well, I'm not vaccinated. I can't do this. I can't do that. I praise them for that. The rest of the staff are getting just the 3%. I think they deserve it. I think longevity is what we're looking for in that area. That's our safety. This is, and for the most part, we have a very cohesive staff. They work together well. There's no shift differential. They all work everybody's shifts when anybody calls in. They're there to cover second shift, third shift, day shift. And I really think that they certainly do deserve it. Again, through the pandemic, through everything, and it's not an excuse, because I'm sick and tired of hearing everybody use excuses now. Well, it's because of COVID. Well, it's because of COVID. But the fact remains they were very loyal, and I think they need to be rewarded. And like Keith had mentioned something about we're hiring in more at more money than we're paying our staff now, and it can't be helped. It can't. It's. I mean, like I said earlier, you get a dishwasher, $15 an hour, all the food he can eat all night long in a building. All right, I'm so sorry. That's all I have to say.
Wayne Adams, 1143 Greenview Court. I'd much rather face you people on this one. When it comes to these raises, when it comes to the raises here at Holiday Park, I'd like to know a couple questions. Who answers? Who looks at what the employees do here in the park? And another one, does anyone know what they do in 8 hours? Well, guess what? I do, because I followed them around one time for a whole week. Dwayne, he did absolutely nothing. I caught him sleeping in his hut for 2.5 hours. I caught him sleeping over here under the trees for 2.5 hours. The guy does nothing. When it comes to Cherie's raise, you better close your ears on this one. 2 months, the ladies have been bitching about that kitchen. Nothing got done. But my fiance got it done in 5 minutes. The 465 Holiday Park, a mess up. She says, I'll eat it. Oh boy, you just open up a can of worms on that one. When it comes to the bocce court, she's the only one to sign the contract. Why didn't anybody on this board sign it? Don't know. So all I want to know is why would we give somebody a raise that doesn't do their job? Thank you.
Wayne, why don't we concentrate on some of the positive things that have happened in the park instead of all the negative? A lot of those things were beyond my control. I had no control over it.
Cherie, are you not the district manager?
I am, but
aren't you supposed to know where your employees are and what they're doing for an 8-hour shift?
Of course I do.
Obviously you don't.
Well, I do.
Because I saw something totally different.
I see.
And I'm going to tell you one more thing, Cherie. I have nothing against you as a human being or a person, but when it comes to being a district manager, you don't have a clue.
Well, I disagree with you, Wayne.
Okay. Well, excuse me. I have to take exception to the fact that those guys don't do anything, because Dwayne and Jose helped me stripe this park, and they were at it all day, every day, until we got it done. I'm telling you what I saw, Wayne, and Jose and I.
Hey.
Time is up.
He's done. I told you I would watch it.
He's done.
Bruce, out of order. Wayne, you'll be asked to leave if you do that again.
I'm done.
No, you're not. You're done.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I've been a person that's watched the budget for years in this park. I also remember a few years ago when we gave the chairman of different, or I should say the supervisors of different jobs a raise, because we raised the grounds crew supervisor to 16, and I got up at the meeting and said, if every supervisor is going to be treated the same, then they all have to go to the same pay raise, which they were. You remember that, Keith. I can tell you right now for a fact, you can't hire people. McDonald's can't hire enough people to take care of their windows down here. Go down and try to buy a coffee at night and you can't even get one. People aren't working. This is why we've got to have temp help. Why would they want to work if they can stay home and get paid more money, more goddamn money from unemployment and the federal government kicked in $300 a month to them? Why would they go to work if, and I'm telling you right now, it's hard to find people to work. So you better damn well give them the money that we have to give them, or we ain't gonna have any employees eventually. And we've had a number of employees change hands down at the guardhouse just in recent months. And for all you people that think Cherie doesn't work, I can tell you right now, I think two nights last week she was down there to the night shift. You know what? People piss and moan about her not coming in. Sure, she don't come in to 12 or 1 o'clock. On a goddamn day we have a meeting and she's got to stay to 10 or 11. Come on, folks. Think about it.
No, we're not. Van is not getting a raise. Van is not getting a raise.
Yeah,
Lori is only getting 3%. She's back after a year.
She just came back, and she came back at 15. So she should wait for 6 months until you do a review.
Well, that's up to the board.
This is what I'm trying to tell the board.
But
anybody that comes back or is new should wait 6 months to see how they work out. I mean, Lori left because she was mad at everybody.
No, Lori left. She needed a break.
Cherie, never mind. That's not right. Okay. We got the letters.
Okay.
She left because she was mad at Cherie. And she came back. But why should we give her a raise right now? She hasn't been back 6 months. This is just me talking. I get to talk.
No, Karen, I know.
You know, the new people should not. I don't feel they should get a raise.
They don't.
They've been here 6 months.
Karen, they're not.
You're giving them 3%.
Yeah, but it's
here.
For people.
Want me to read them all to everybody?
I have them right here.
No, no, no.
I thought a new employee had 90-day probation.
That's what I'm saying, and they're giving them raises. That's all I'm saying, board. Just listen to what I'm telling you.
New employees have a 90-day probation.
None of the employees that have been here less than 90 days are getting a raise. None of them. None of them. None of them. Even the guy that was promoted that has been here for several years, he's not getting a raise. That was Derek Presley. He went from maintenance and he went to the gatehouse supervisor. He's not getting a raise.
That's because he just got one.
When he left and got there, but not at the end of the fiscal year.
So they got their 90-day reviews? Lori, the new guy at the gate, Vern, they all got 90-day reviews?
No, 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 no. The new guy at the gate is Sean Downs. No, he hasn't been here 90 days. Lori got, by October, I believe she'll have been here 90 days, Kara? 3%. I think it's 45 cents an hour.
Hello.
Well, these are just my suggestions. I'm just out there. I'm looking at other companies and comparing, so it's up to the board.
Rick Brooks, how can you hire anybody at the low wages you're paying when down at, as Bruce pointed out, McDonald's, starting them out at $15.50, and they can't even get help. So there isn't a one of these guys, and I don't care if they don't work or not, that can work and live on $480. And by the way, Bruce, Florida shut out the federal $300. Yeah.
Very good. I guess I'm going to open a bucket of worms here. And if I offend you guys, I apologize. I have a tendency to open my mouth sometimes when I shouldn't, but I'm going to right now. We're talking about wage increases, and I understand wage increases. I would be the first one to say, give you a raise if you're doing a good job. And I'm not saying that no one in this park is not doing a good job. I've seen Dwayne work hard, but I've also seen Dwayne sleep. I've seen everybody in this park do a good job. However, there is one
wage increase that I'm very concerned about, and it's because of a rumor that I did hear, and it is a rumor. I did not hear this personally, but I do have a problem giving a wage increase to someone who is planning on quitting their job in 3 months. Okay? And again, this is a rumor that I've heard. I have no proof. It is just a rumor. But why would we give someone a large wage increase that's going to quit their job when they turn 25 in February, or 65 in February?
That would be me, and that's not true.
I'm just saying, that's a rumor that I heard.
Well, it is a rumor.
I would question it, you know, because I would think
I can't
would be a
get
strange.
Social Security, the max, till I'm almost 67. So, no, that is a lie, a rumor.
It is just a rumor.
So let's just squash it right here, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Why wouldn't you just ask her?
It's just a rumor. I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew there was a rumor.
Well, I don't think we should traffic all the rumors, because all the stuff that I hear, you know, is unreal. Blows your mind, the rumor mill that flies around here. Mm-hmm. Linda.
Hi, Linda Santa Maria, 113 Holiday Park. I agree, especially as a board member, rumors should not be brought up. Number two is, I don't know if we're all forgetting when we worked and we looked forward to getting a raise every year. It wasn't all, you still got a raise. You didn't have to do the exceptional job. You did your job. If you didn't do the average job, well, no, maybe you wouldn't get a raise, or you would get less than the others that are. So I think we should keep that in mind.
Thank you.
All right. Let's call the question. Question is that we follow the recommendation that the district manager presented to the board members of giving the raises to our employees. All in favor say aye, or right hand up. Opposed? The next item has to do with the addendum to the bylaws. If you were here at the last meeting, you know there was some discussion about the qualifications to hold a seat on the Board of Trustees at Holiday Park. And Bruce did a yeoman's job in tracking down the information. I won't tell you how many doors he knocked on and got nowhere because they didn't know. But it says, you must be a resident of the state of Florida. You must be 18 years of age, I think was another one. And this one was important. You must be a resident of the special district registered with the supervisor of elections of a county in which the special district lands are located when the registration books are open. So this red herring that was flying about that somebody from Melbourne could come in here and sit on the Board of Trustees, God forbid why he'd want to or she want to. And the second item was that no two persons or more living in the same household or related in any way may hold a seat on the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District Board of Trustees at the same time. So those are two paragraphs that are an addendum to Article 1 in the bylaws. Looking for a motion to accept or adopt.
I move that we adopt the new revision to the bylaws.
Second it.
All right, any discussion?
Yes.
members?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I have to tell you, for a bunch of years, we were told that anybody could sit on this board whether they lived in the park or not. I have found out now that is wrong. How I found out about it is very simple. I started with the Brevard County Supervisor of Elections Office. Right here in writing, first of all, I went through four people, nobody knew nothing, which is typical of any state type thing. Connor Roberts, who is the candidate coordinator for the Brevard County Supervisor of Elections, he writes me back, he said, I will get back to you. I said, you'd better. Here's the sentence, the only sentence that matters on here. In my research, I cannot find any writing from the Division of Elections of the State of Florida or the statutes that give any detail on the residency requirements for a special district. Makes perfect sense to me that Brevard County can't tell us. Also, when we did the forms 2 years ago, Sheree and I printed out all the forms so that people could sign up for the board. No place on those forms it tells you the requirements. So we go to the next thing. The State Department of Florida in Tallahassee, who is in charge of all the elections in the state of Florida, went through three people up there. Nobody could give me an answer. From there, I went to the First Amendment Foundation, who does the Sunshine Laws. They were totally useless. So I said, well, I'll contact my contact at the Attorney General's office. I think her name is Mrs. Peterson or whatever her name is. She called me back within 10 minutes. She said, as far as I know, there's no requirements. I said, what? Guess what? I found them all by myself. You must be at least 18, citizen of the U.S., permanent resident of Florida. Here's the good one. You have to be a freeholder or a freeholder's spouse. Do you know what the hell that means? A freeholder or a freeholder's spouse.
Revolutionary.
Well, I Googled it. I Googled it. It goes back to the Revolutionary War. When you was a landowner, you weren't a slave. I don't know why that's in there. I have no idea. The very last sentence says exactly what we put in here, that you have to be a resident of the special district, so on and so on. I recommend the board pass this and add it to the bylaws in our park.
Any other comments? If not, we'll call the question to accept the addendum that has been submitted, two paragraphs from the committee. Board, all in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? ACC report. Let's go, ACC. Don't give me such a hard time. Pardon me?
I got you on the clock. Oh, no.
Okay. Roundfoot, 214 Holiday Park. I guess I'm in charge of the ACC. I just want to let you know that the boys have been out, and there's been a lot of complaints that we're not doing all the complaints equally. So that's why we have a little over 300 write-ups, so everybody's getting treated equally. There's no favoritism. Some board members have been wrote up. Some people that I know have been wrote up. Everybody's been wrote up, and it's not just 300 complaints. There's multiple complaints for each house. And it's simple stuff. Pull your weeds. Put your mailbox numbers on both sides. That sounds crazy, but when a fire truck comes in and he's coming in from a different direction, he may not see your house number. So it's very simple to have it on both sides of your mailbox. The ones on your house, they've been painted over. They need to have new numbers put up. There's all, you know, the mold. I know people are away right now. But I believe the park is supposed to have somebody to friend of yours that are, while you're up north or wherever you live, is supposed to be looking out after your house. And they need to contact the homeowner and say, hey, you need power washing, your weeds need to be pulled, you got to pull the weeds out of your gutters. It's a bunch of little stuff. There's nothing really major on any of them. The only thing is, when the guys are out there doing it, we try to have our shirts on with our little name badge. So we're just doing a job for the community. We're not doing it because we get paid big bucks to do it, and we don't get paid for individual fines for everybody. We're just doing a job for the community that everybody wants us to have a nice community in. So when we go around, we don't appreciate anybody coming out and giving us a hard time. We have the right to go on your property, to inspect the property, to make sure it's being maintained properly. And you can look that up in the book about us. It's in the writings. And that's the other thing. If you don't have a new book, you should get a new book and take the time to read it. It's not our fault that you don't read the rules. And we're trying to get them, everybody wants the park brought back up to date. So the five guys that are on the board, I think, are doing a very good job. And I'm proud of working with them. And anybody got any questions for me, I'll try to answer them.
You need a stretch.
Yeah, I need a stretch.
Huh? The only thing about the About Us book, they need to print, until we get the deed restrictions finished, so the whole book isn't going to be together, but they can print it offline. You can, everything that we've passed, you guys have passed, is online, and people can print that out, because if we have to, if you're going to start giving them three quarters of the book, then we have to do the full book. So everybody can get online and read or print whatever they need.
No, that's fine.
Okay?
No,
okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Good clarification. Thanks, Mary.
I can't be missed. Have you gotten any of the complaint forms from the office? I know I've submitted at least three or four, and I, to the best of my knowledge, they don't have them. And I don't think, why? Why don't they have the complaints that have been submitted? It shouldn't have to be because I get up and complain about it. It should be anybody that said, that puts a complaint in, if they're willing to put their name on it, it should go to the ACC committee.
The other thing I want to add is, I know it's going to take the office a lot of extra hours to put these, to fill out the paperwork to send the letters to all the homeowners. And my wife, Karen, and Bill's wife has offered to volunteer their time to enter the stuff in the computer to get the complaints out so we can get them out in a timely manner. So that everybody that has a complaint has their 30 days to fix it before we have to come back around and check on them.
Okay, thank you.
For me? Good. Good night, all.
Good night.
Thanks, Ron, thank you, and thank you for the help. We'll definitely need it. Thank you.
Okay.
One other quick thing. I'd like to thank Terry for the job he's been doing with these sidewalks. He's out there. I know Wednesdays and Fridays because I help him direct traffic, but he's out there almost every day doing something with the sidewalks. And he's going around putting letters in people's doors so they know when they have to move their car. And I think he's doing a heck of a good job.
What he said was that nobody's heard Terry's sidewalk report yet.
Okay, Carol.
That's right.
September 27th, 2021, report from the HPPOA. Well, it's been a long year and a half, but we are finally here and opening October 1st, 2021. Your board has been working to make the opening as smooth as possible, but we'll need your understanding as we work out the kinks. I want to thank the trustees for getting the kitchen cleaned and ready to go for the season. We are going to be diligent in making sure it stays that way. Our kitchen monitor will be checking after each event to make sure we keep the standard of cleanliness required to keep everyone healthy and safe. Membership tickets are an important key to the financial success of the HPPOA. Please purchase your tickets for $5 in the HPPOA office any Tuesday or Thursday between the hours of 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. We will have block captains, and they will be coming to your door to ask you to join if you don't come in, but are still working out the details on that. This gives you membership prices to our dances, special events, and our pancake breakfast. Non-member fees to these events will be an additional $3 above the cost for the member fees. Holiday Park puts out a monthly calendar, which you can receive by email by contacting the HP Happenings at Yahoo, or pick one up in the alcove where the bulletin boards are located. For those of you that are heading a daily activity, I encourage you to get in touch with Becky Ernst and make sure you are on the schedule. Those that have volunteered to host an event, please contact Joan Ochinero. If I mispronounce your name, I apologize. Our volunteers are what run the park. Please help out where you can, setting up tables, decorating, taking tickets at the door. It all helps, and it's all appreciated. October will kick off with our ladies' luncheon on October 13th. Tickets are on sale now, $6 for lunch and entertainment, and that's going to be hosted by our lovely Gloria Walsh. Please go buy your tickets. They're on sale, and you can get them this Tuesday or Thursday between 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the hall. Best regards, Moyer Washington.
Anybody have anything to ask of Carol that she can get back to Myra? Okay.
I do want to report, though, that the kitchen, she did say the kitchen was cleaned by a very professional company. They came in Thursday morning. They were here bright and early and spent several hours scrubbing the walls and cleaning all the equipment in the kitchen. And they did a wonderful job. Maddie had come in, and she did the inspection afterwards, and she was pleased with their work, and I think it met her standards of expectations, and I think you all should be very pleased that the job was done, and thank you to the team, Maddie and Moira, for picking this company. They did a good job.
Yeah, they did, and I just want to add, too, in addition, my report, everything has been inspected, everything has been serviced, everything has been upgraded, and we have the new mats for the floors as well. So, Maddie, let me know where you want those. All right? So everything is in tip-top, mechanically, inspection-wise as well, with the range hoods and everything else. So we're good to go. So let's have a great season, hopefully.
Maddie, are you the kitchen monitor? Jody. Okay.
I do want to mention, though, whoever's in charge of the first event, that if you're going to be using the kitchen and you need to use utensils, pots and pans, or dishes, please make sure you go there in advance. Remember, those things have not been used for 18 months and they are dirty. I moved everything out of the kitchen before it was cleaned, and I put everything back in the kitchen. And I didn't clean it, and they were greasy. I did reorganize some of the stuff so that everything you can find is all in one location. So some pots and pans have been moved to make sure that they were categorized by size and by the type of equipment it was. So if you can't find it, let me know. I didn't hide anything. It's all in sight, but I did kind of relocate a few things. But you definitely want to wash your dishes and things thoroughly before you use any of them, because they've gotten dusty and kind of gooky.
Okay. Annette.
Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. On that note, Maddie, has anyone during this time period run the dishwasher?
We just had it completely serviced. New thermostat, new head, completely cleaned, upgraded, inspected,
okay.
Everything.
It's been run.
Everything. Yes, okay. Everything.
And for HPPOA, I want to know, is there a status? Can they find out more, advise when, if they are going to start up karaoke again? Residents want karaoke.
I believe if you look at the happenings, it's in the happenings already.
The calendar is in the hall. Karaoke, I believe, the first one is October 2nd.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing? No. I got a call from
You got two.
Okay. Becky Ernest, I just got a call from Eloise Raffo today. It does say on their Good Times Singers she was going to try it. She just today decided that she thought that it was too many people and too close quarters to try to do the singing. So it does have it on the calendar, but there will be no Good Times Singers, at least right now. They are doing handbells.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to skip down to the trustee remarks because Terry's sidewalk report didn't get listed in the activity. So Terry, your sidewalk report.
I'm gonna get up and do this differently. Do this differently. Okay, that chart over there, that map, I didn't know if you knew. But that is an update of the sidewalk status that I update every Sunday. Now, if I haven't told you that before, Becky caught me as I came in and said, would I like to see her book, something about how to grow old gracefully? I don't know why she thought that would apply to me, but maybe because I haven't told you. So every Sunday you'll know that the sidewalk situation is updated on that map. At this point, as far as cutting, you know what I mean by cutting the sidewalk? It's all been done. All the cutting is done. So we're ahead of the game on that. Removal of old sidewalk is done from Seminole to the boat storage area. Forming is Seminole to the boat storage area. If you've seen them today, they were forming. When they stop forming, it'll be at the boat storage and they'll start. Next week, this week, there will not be any sidewalk removal because we've got to get these things formed and get ready for concrete on Wednesday and Friday. And that's it about that. But I wanted to show you something that I picked up, and this is true to life. I saw a woman walking down the sidewalk before it's brand new. Everybody hear me? And this is what it looked like. This is what it looks like now on the last Friday. Look at it.
Terry. Terry,
yes.
Did you say that the cutting has been completed even on Blossom?
Yes.
So it's completed all the way through?
Yep.
As long as we're at this point, let's see if any other trustees have remarks, and then we'll go to public comment. Anything, Paul? No?
No.
Okay.
I didn't speak earlier.
Looks like Mary Quirk is anxious to speak.
Getting late.
Almost. Mary Quirk, 379 Holiday Park Boulevard. Mary Quirk, 379 Holiday Park Boulevard. I just have one question. Before, can we have sort of like a meet and greet type thing? Before the elections in November, so people would like to ask who's running, who's still sitting on the board, all the questions before they make decisions. Can we hold something like the end of October
like an afternoon or an evening or something to that point? Huh?
Used to be the routine until we didn't have contested elections. So, I don't
well,
know.
People are, they like, there's two new people getting on, and they people have said that they would like to ask, but I think you all should be here, you know, so that they can ask questions and, you know, what how you feel and yada, yada, yada. Is that, you're going to do that, Bruce? We elect Bruce.
Any other comments?
I just have a question about the election.
Can't hear you.
I'm still Becky Earnest. I have a question about the election. I would like to know how someone that has applied to be a trustee can ethically take the vote, or the oath of office, to uphold the laws of Florida and the laws of the park when they have been in violation for months. And I just want to know the answer to that question.
Guess it might be answered in the ballot.
You don't have to see that.
Pardon me?
No, they don't. You don't have to seat somebody just because they have applied.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how somebody can ethically take the oath of office and be in violation. I don't think that's fair to the community or to himself or anybody else.
My question would, though, be if they are elected, they have to be seated.
If they are elected. If they are unopposed, they're not elected.
Anyway, that's my question.
Diane Bell, 293 Burrell Circle. I just have a request for the chairman. When the board takes a vote, could you announce which way the vote has gone?
Not the outcome.
Outcome 6-0 or 5-2
whatever it is. Yeah, just
okay.
Even just passed or didn't pass, but just so it gets across. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I move we adjourn.
Quick. Hurry up, adjourn it. Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. This is for Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Can we get a printout of all the allocated money that we have not used yet this year? Like monies that you put aside, like for the bocce court and for the putt-putt golf we keep hearing about, and the pickleball court, and...
But
the tiki bar.
What's left from what we budget.
Can we have that next time?
Sure.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. By next time, next treasury report or next meeting?
Next meeting would be nice. You got 2 weeks. We'll get working on it.
We'll try. But I'm going to be gone about 12 of those days.
All right. Then next treasury report. Wow. But a lot of people are telling us they got 40,000 left to put a putt-putt golf in and stuff. We want to know what really is out there sitting in certain funds for certain things.
Yeah.
That's all.
And the thing is we're working on a whole slew of things plus just what we did for this year too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then the other thing was a suggestion, and I know there's probably no monies this year, but putting a couple picnic tables out here and a grill so people can start having little picnics after sitting at the pool all day. So that's just stuff people wanted to discuss. So we want to know if there's money in that putt-putt golf.
There's money. I just want to know if there's agreement from everybody.
That's what I mean. That's what we want to know. Thank you.
Gloria.
Gloria Walsh, 403 Holiday Park. You told us at the last meeting that we had a couple of candidates for the board. Would it not behoove us to have them come up here and tell why they want to run or what they have to offer?
Well, that would happen at the meet
and
greet.
Unless you know them personally, I don't know the other I know Annette. I don't know the other person who's running.
Okay.
I would like to know something about them and what his value would be to the board.
That will be taken into the planning of this meet and greet that was mentioned by Mary Quirk.
I did not know we were doing that.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, there's no date set yet, Gloria. We were going to use it at the Apple luncheon. Can we? All right. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
Jim Quirk, 379 Holiday Park, referred to as Mary's better half. Two questions. On the pond, is it posted no feeding the ducks or anything like that?
The big pond?
I have had the wildlife, Florida wildlife statutes. I have posted things. I have tried to rope it off. There's a handful of people that go there and give them dog food, bread.
I'm thinking if you took pictures or something like
I
that.
I have pictures. I have given them letters. I've okay. threatened them with the law. And they sneak.
Okay.
It's like children.
Yeah. No, I've seen it.
It is.
The second question is, when we first moved here.
We can't hear you.
When we first moved here, everybody said, if you want to know what's going on in the park, go to the pool. So I've been in the pool, and a lot of controversy over the laundromat money. It gets picked up, and where's it go? Over 365 days a year, it must be a chunk of change, but is it accounted for, or?
If you look at the budget, you'll see income, and it's pretty much the same.
No, I haven't looked, but I'm just telling you what I hear, and I'm saying it adds up, you know.
It's right in the budget.
Gotta keep yous honest.
In season, we collect it the 1st and the 15th, or the 1st of the month, and then in the middle. And, like, during the summer, we'll collect it at the beginning of the month. And then we roll it at the office, and Keith deposits it.
That's how I get my allowance.
We all roll it. It's not one person. I used to have Bruce at the gatehouse, but he got too busy. It was a nice little job for him.
Yeah, Bruce is a good guy.
But we roll it at the office. Really quickly,
we don't hand it out here at the meeting, but it's posted out there and it's on the website. Fifth line down, laundry income.
Okay.
So it's listed across there.
I don't have to go to the pool anymore.
Well, go to the pool, but have them come into the office and just look because it's all posted in there.
All right, thank you.
I don't know how we can eliminate a lot of these false rumors and accusations. I'll call it like I see it. Somebody saw Cherie taking the money out of the laundry machines. Oh, what a surprise, you know? But what do they think? She's rifling the funds. I'm going to ask her at this meeting tonight that at the next workshop meeting, she takes that suggestion I gave her about sharing some of the things she was alluding to tonight. All the cross checks that are going on and who signs off on whatever. If we have this kind of an audience and we got some pool people here that have the facts, they can squelch some of that stuff that's going on in the pool. But don't spread that stuff unless you know it's a fact. And I don't care who's telling you it, don't believe it. Find out for yourself. The easiest thing, say to Cherie, where do you take that money that you got from the laundry machines? Okay? I think the only way we can nip some of this negativity is to squelch it. Are you still coming? Are you left or before? Hurry up. If you don't hurry, we'll adjourn.
Hey, it's Ron Foote again, 214 Holiday Park. Just asking the board, how soon do they want the rest of these write-ups turned in? Is there a date you want it done by, or just when we get it done, get them done?
The rest of the write-ups?
Yeah, for the complaints on the houses.
Say that again.
Violations on the houses.
You're talking about all the violations in the park.
To make more, to look for more violations, or well, the process?
Well, we aren't quite finished.
Okay, well, keep doing it. Keep doing it. If there's a backlog, then we'll have to worry about how we're going to get through that backlog. Okay. Okay. Now.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I did like it that he finally told me to throw them out. So.